Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For the first time in decades, real change seems to be coming to Myanmar. Aung San Suu Kyi urges caution as the nation emerges from isolation. Asian Access's honorary country director, Zothan Moya, agrees with the careful approach. He was key to launching A2's leadership training programs in Myanmar.
For Christian, we believe that the transformation is by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we hope the very basic mindset will be changed. Then might be better for the community and then better for the country. So far, that's what we have in mind.
A self-sustaining church is being planted. We have more at our website. Next, recycling old electronics can give a child a Christ-centered education. CompRenew, a division of Worldwide Christian Schools, is recycling people's old and unused electronics. Dale Duman with Worldwide Christian Schools explains.
We do these, what we call collection drops, which is sort of like electronic version of the old-fashioned paper drive where you have a semi or a trailer at a school or a church, and people just bring in their used electronics from TVs to cell phones.
Proceeds are going to Worldwide Christian Schools Ministry, bringing the gospel to kids all over the world through Christ-centered education. You can learn more at our website. And did you know that around 50% of medical equipment in developing countries doesn't even work? International Aid is one of the largest nonprofit medical equipment ministries. Their medical equipment has made Marilyn Nauta's medical practice possible in the Dominican Republic. Marilyn uses her practice as a platform to spread God's love. Pray for Marilyn's ministry as she heads back to the DR. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.